Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, what a wonderful day it is to be alive, a wonderful day to be able to breathe in and breathe out, a wonderful, wonderful day to be able to say that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to make a decision to rejoice and be glad in it. I want to take a moment to welcome all of our every week listeners to your broadcast. This is your show, the Prophetically Speaking Radio Show, and we're just so delighted to be with you again on today so that we can all hear what God has to say to us concerning the topic that we are embarking on. Prophetess Jenkins, how are you?
I'm blessed in Jesus' name.
Wonderful. We didn't hear you that well, but for those of you that are joining us for the first time, allow me to introduce myself. I am your host, and I am Trinontia Balt, and along with me, I have a wonderful and a powerful co-host, and that's none other than Prophetess Gloria Jenkins, and we are always excited to be with you on every Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. Last Tuesday, we did not have an opportunity to be with you. Yes, we did. I think it was the Tuesday before that. We didn't have an opportunity to log on, but that's okay. We are always letting you know that whenever we're not with you, you can always log on and listen to the archive so that you can hear yet and still a word from the Lord. And so, as you all know, as of last week, I've made an announcement that I wanted you all to keep the Balka family in prayer, that we have embarked upon a season of a traumatic moment where my 23-year-old nephew journeyed home to be with the Lord after going to sleep. Once he left work, he went to sleep and had a seizure in his sleep, and he went to heaven from there. However, last week was a very trying week, Prophetess Jenkins. Not only did I have to deal with and endure the very tragic homegoing of my nephew, but one of my very dear friends, which just happened to be a next-door neighbor of mine, and my child went to school with him as well as I attended church with him, and suddenly he had a sickness. The sickness led to a stroke, which eventually led to him being on life support. Life support was removed from his body on Friday, and so my 38-year-old friend as well journeyed home to be with the Lord. And as if that were not enough, I want to continue to keep his better half in our prayer, and I want you all to be praying for Ms. Sanelle Smith, because not only did she lose her better half, Mr. Curtis Simmons, but on last night, she also lost her father. And so we are in a time of prayer where we are asking for your prayers, not only for my family, but I'm also asking for your prayers for my friends and my neighbors. And we want to continue to, again, also pray for Prophetess Gloria and her family and her, and just all of us, let's continue to keep each other lifted up in prayer, knowing that God makes no mistakes, knowing that the enemy does come to steal, kill, and destroy, but God has come. When Jesus rose from that grave on the third day, he rose with all power in his hands, and so God has given us power. And if God has not authorized power at that situation to stop the hand of death, then God has given us power to endure the sting of death. He's given us the power to continue to stand. He's given us the power to go on and to go forward and to live the life that God has called us to live. So, Prophetess Jenkins, I'm just thankful to God for being God. I'm grateful to God for being here on today. And I'm really intrigued about the picture that I placed on our page, our Facebook page, and I'm just, the picture was such a blessing to me. And so even as we're listening now, for those of you that may not have had an opportunity to view the picture of birth, I want you to take a moment to go to our TV Ministries page that's located on Facebook, or you can go to tvministries.net, and there you will also be able to see the picture. And above the picture, you will find the inscription that I wrote, birth but not free. So, Prophetess Jenkins, when you had an opportunity to see that picture and you had an opportunity to kind of meditate on what that meant, go ahead and share with us what it was that you saw and share with us what your interpretation, what you felt in your spirit about that picture that you saw. Go right ahead.
When I look at the picture that was on our line, our timeline, I begin to think just how amazing God really is. We know he's amazing, but he showed and performed and let us see with visual eyes how powerful he is. Because even while the baby was still in the sack, the baby was still living. The baby had came out of the body and was in the sack and still living, breathing, on the mother of biblical. So I thank God. I just thought how amazing it is how God can do the impossible. When we think things is not going to work and you know things is done, God let us see how amazing birth is. You know, even when it seems impossible, even when it seems like the mother, I can't imagine the mother looking and seeing her baby still in the sack and not. The sack is not broken. The baby's still in the sack. I knew it must have blown her mind that God, is he well? Is he good? Is he healthy? I guess she began to think all kind of thoughts. But God kept that baby in the midst, and God can keep us in the midst of whatever we're going through. Amen.
You know that's wonderful. You know when I looked at that picture, I thought it was just like you. I thought it was so amazing. I thought it was just amazing for us to see the handiwork of God, what actually initiates when a child is in the belly and womb, how that scenario looks, how it, you know, appears from the inside out. And one of the things I can actually say I was so blessed by is that it is so indicative of us being a part of the body, because see, that baby came from a body.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reminded me so much of us being a part of the body of Christ. And so many times we have been birthed into a whole nother atmosphere. A child had been birthed and that child didn't even realize it. We've been birthed and we have been placed into a new place. We've been placed into another realm of living, but because we are still surrounded, we are still enclosed or encapsulated by the things that we've always been encapsulated by. And so when I am thinking of this child inside of this sack, it makes me think of us with our different limitations. It makes me think of us with our different things that prohibit us from living life to the fullest, the different things that cause us not to be able to stretch out and be all that God has called us to be, the different things that cause us to have restricted movements and confined living, and things that have caused us to be in a closed space when God has actually put us in a position where we can be free. And so when I was able to look at the baby in the sack, and the baby was yet and still on the umbilical cord, the child was still surviving from oxygen that was produced from the mother's body, I thought it was amazing. And many of us in the body of Christ, we have been birthed. We've been birthed. God has allowed us to be birthed. And we're in new atmospheres. We're in new places of living. We're in new dwelling places, but we're still using the oxygen. We're still using the oxygen and the umbilical fluids from someone else when God is really wanting us to come off of the need of being stood or how can I say it, being supported by something other than himself. Because, see, as babies, when the baby is in the belly, the baby is supported by an umbilical cord. when the baby comes out of the belly, the baby is then supported by breast milk. And as the child grows from breast milk to a bottle to being weaned to where it can stand on its own. And as long as we, being members of the body, are still depending on the umbilical cord, we're still depending on the amniotic fluids, we're still depending on the mother's oxygen, we are never placed in a position where we can get to the weaning process. And if we're never put in a position to get to the place of weaning, we'll never get to the place where we can be all that God has called us to be. So when I look at the picture, I am so intrigued by it because the picture to me is the definite statement of purpose. Purpose can never be fulfilled. Assignment can never be fulfilled. Our life's calling can never be attained as long as we're yet surrounded by old environments. The thing also, Prophetess Jenkins, that got the best of me is that the child itself did not realize that it was free. And if the child were to only stretch one time real good, that sack will burst. See, what keeps the sac from bursting while the child is in the womb is actually the skin, the enclosed body of the mother. So as long as that sac is within the belly, that child can stretch and do whatever it wants to do, that sac is not going to do anything. But if that child were to really get a good punch and kick out real good, that sac is no longer in the belly, so it's going to burst. And so one of the things I begin to think about, Prophetess Jenkins, is us. What does it take for us to get that breakthrough? What does it take for us to break out of the place that we're in? What does it take at this moment for some of us? You know, there are sometimes, woman of God, when we just really have to lose our mind. We've got to be so fed up with where we are. We've got to be so tired of the place that we're in. We've got to become in a position where we are literally wholly frustrated. There's got to be a godly frustration that comes upon us that causes things to change. I remember in the Word of God when Jesus went into the temple, and the Bible says when he went into the temple and found that there were people that were having a flea market inside of the temple. The Bible called them money changers, money exchangers. They had a flea market inside of the temple. The thing about those scriptures, woman of God, that intrigued me the most is that the Bible says Jesus showed up at the temple. But when he got there, these people had already set up camp. There were already people going back and forth buying what they needed to buy from this place. So that tells me that what was going on in the temple had been going on in the temple. So it begs the question, why did Jesus not go to the temple beforehand to deal with it? But the Bible goes on to say that Jesus went in the temple. And when he went in the temple, he then became angry. He turned over the tables. He commanded the people to get out. And then he said, this is the house of prayer. This, our house, should be called the house of prayer. It was apparent to me as I read that story, and I used my imagination. It seems as though Jesus had not become angry because he had not shown up. They were doing what they wanted to do. He was aware, obviously, because the Bible said he showed up there. But when he showed up, he didn't show up to be a part of what was going on. He showed up to stop what was going on. He showed up because he was angry as a result of what was going on. He showed up because he wanted them to stop what they were doing and do what he intended for them to do. He did not want the house of God to be a place of money exchangers. He wanted the house of God to be a place of prayer. He became angry. Many times, I found out, Prophetess Jenkins, a change cannot take place until anger has made its arrival. We know that there's a, you know, people that offer anger management. We know that we are not encouraged. You know, the Bible says be angry but do not sin. Anger is not many times the most pleasant reaction. But anger is a reaction that was given to us. God made us. He gave us our personalities. He made us. Now, granted, there are times when the enemy comes in and frustrates the plan of God in our life. But I do believe that all things work together for the good of them that love God. And woman of God, I believe that anger has its place as well. When Jesus went to the temple, he didn't make things change until he became angry. And I think that there are times when we, as members of brothers and sisters of the body of Christ, won't do what's necessary because we haven't gotten angry enough. We haven't gotten frustrated enough. We haven't gotten tired enough of where we are to make a move to do something different. And when I look at this baby being in this sack, when I look at this baby that was already born, it was time for the child to be free. It was time for the child to be birthed. It was time for the baby to start a growth process. It was time for that baby to get off the umbilical cord and move to the next step, which would be in taking breast milk, so that they could be prepared to go to the next step, which is a baby's bottle. Get ready for the next step, which is to be weaned, and then to be able to stand on its own and eat table food. And so in a situation like this, I think it's so important that we, as members of the body, realize that in many areas of our lives, God has already done his part, but now we've got to do our part. We've got to change the things that we've got to change, move to the places that we've got to move, and get to the place where God wants us to be. Prophetess Jenkins, go right ahead.
Hallelujah. Sometimes it takes, woman of God, sometimes it takes a little more stretching. It takes a little more prayer for us to get to the place that God has called us to be. We can't stay in the same situation we've been in for some years or doing the same thing we've been doing in order to achieve the place that God has called us to be in. So we got to do something extra. So that, like you said, if the baby has stretched out, he was so used to being in the fetus position, if he had stretched, the sack would have broke and he'd been free. Sometimes we are constrained and held tight, and if we just do a little bit more, hallelujah, we'll be able to get out that web that the devil's trying to wrap around us.
Right.
To stretch out and say, I'm going to do more. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast this day. I'm going to go before God and ask him what to do, and God will tell you to fast and pray more. So just sit in my presence. Let me pour unto you the wisdom you need to get to succeed in the plan that I already orchestrated for you when you were in your mother's womb. So we just need to do more. Had the baby, like you say, the baby didn't know he was free, but had he stretched. And sometimes we got people walking on earth, walking on this world, and don't know they're free. Don't know they're constrained, and they think they have to accept just any old thing from the enemy. Just take any old thing and have you turn around and rebuke him and get him out of your world, get him out of your life, you'll be free. We have to do something extra to get something extra from God. We got to do more, fast, pray, do more because you know the purpose, the plan. Everybody, if you walk with the Lord some years, we should know what God has planned for our life. And I heard you say something about anger. God, the Bible says, be angry, but sin not. And I begin to, you talking like that, I begin to think about Jesus when Judas came and kissed him.
Uh-huh.
Even though he knew what was going on,
uh-huh,
he still didn't get angry. He had a place to get angry because this means this is one of his disciples. But even in the midst of that, Judas kissed him and he didn't get angry. When Peter cut the soldier's ear off, Jesus healed it. No, you say no. You don't know. They don't operate like that. So we need to know when to get angry. And
right.
Jesus, exactly. Even when he was on the cross, when God, he said they was crucifying him, nailing his feet to the cross, his hands to the cross. putting vinegar in his side, talked about him, ridiculed him. But even before he died, say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Uh-huh.
So we have to be careful. We have to get the mind of Christ and know when to stretch and know what to do, know when to get angry.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, you just can't fly out the hand of being a Christian and just begin to say all kind of crazy things and expect God to bless it. No, we have to be slow to speak and slow to anger. We have to know it, and that is such a good picture, such a good example of birth. It's just showing this example how we as Christians sometimes can be conformed. And if we do a little bit more, we'll get out of that bondage of poverty. If we do a little bit more, we'll walk out into God's perfect healing. If we do a little bit more, we'll walk right smack dab in the midst of his plan for our life. If we do a little more. So that's the key. That's the exact picture this verse is showing us. It's such a good example. What better example than birth, you know? We all have to be born into this world. Some had hard birth, some had easy birth, but we all have to be born of a woman. And this is an example to let us see picture with our eyes, how the baby was still in the sack, but like you said, hadn't stretched, she would have been free. Amen?
My God, and you know, just listen to what you're saying. So many good things that you said. And something else that comes to my mind is that, you know, even when we think about the natural side of this, because this is very physical, that we're looking at this child being encapsulated in this sack. And, you know, when I think about this, sometimes we can be, you know, spiritually kidnapped. You know, sometimes the enemy can spiritually kidnap us. And we can find ourselves being surrounded. We find ourselves being in a position where we really don't want to be. And it brought it to my mind because you said, you know, sometimes you can be in a position, but you got to do a little bit more to get out.
Yeah.
You know, there are times when we can be spiritually kidnapped. And so, yes, we want to do a little bit more. But the Bible also says that there's safety in the multitude of counselors.
Mm.
Yes, we want to do a little bit more, but I think it's also important, people of God, that as we attempt to do more, we don't want to waste our time. We want to do more of the right thing. And I believe, woman of God, that one of the things that happens is that when we find ourselves, as you stated, in that web that the enemy has made for us, sometimes we can become so exasperated with attempts of trying to be free. And it's because we have been maybe doing the wrong thing, and we have not necessarily hit the right button, or we've not hit the panic button, or we've not hit the exit button. We've not, you know, did the right move to get free from the place where we are. But, you know, the Bible also says that there's safety in a multitude of counselors. And so even with this, if we look, this child was surrounded by doctors. So this child, even though this child was in an encapsulated position, this child had people all around it that knew exactly what to do to get him free, knew exactly what needed to be done to get the child out of that sack. And many times, woman of God, I believe that we sometimes have around us who we need or what we need, but we may not even know it because of the place that we're enclosed by. The child thought that it was still in the mother's womb. The child thought that it was still in an enclosed place, when in reality the child was already free and didn't know it. And so today, one of the things that I want to encourage each one of us to do is to pray and ask God to reveal to you what's around you and who's going to be the one that's going to help you get out of the place where you are so you can be all that God has called you to be. Something else that comes to my mind is the story of Elijah. And when the Bible says that he had to go to war and he felt like he only had this amount, but yet there were so many of the enemy. And he asked the Lord to help him. And the Bible says that God enlightened his eye vision. God gave him supernatural vision. And when God gave him supernatural vision, he was able to see the host of angels that were there to them to win his battle. And he had angels all around him that he didn't even know were there. And there are many times, woman of God, that we're the same way. And, you know, I speak many times when we talk on our show, I believe for me, I can only speak for myself. One of the things that allows me to be anointed is I'm able to tap into my own reality, and I'm able to see God, the God of my reality. And I know that if the God of my reality has become the God of my strength, the God of your reality can become the God of your strength. And there are many times, woman of God, when I'm able to look at my own situation, when I'm able to look at my own self, and I'm really able to see God at work. I shared with you just on last week that I never thought, and I, you know, shared over the air now, but I never thought that I would be in a position where one of my nephews said, I've changed his pampers. He sat on my lap. I held in my arms and, you know, took to church with me and all these things, watched him grow up. Literally just a week before he passed, I'd sat right there in his home with him, talked to him for 2 hours. The very furniture that he sat on was furniture that I gave him. This was a young man that was dear to me. I love my nephew. And I never thought the day would come where I would have to watch paramedics bring someone that I love dearly from his home in a body bag. Never thought I would ever see that day. This child that I was there for his birth and, you know, gave him bottles and fed him and took him play. I brought him to work, brought him home and all these different things, but I had to see my baby carried out of his home in a body bag. My reality at that time was very grim. My reality at that time, woman of God, was very distorted. And I had to call on the name of Jesus. I was being encapsulated at that moment by grief. And in the middle of my tears and in the middle of sorrow, in the middle of all these things that were happening, I remember Prophetess Jenkins, I called on the name of Jesus. And all I could say is Jesus. And the more I called on Jesus, the more I could feel his presence. The more I called on Jesus, the more I could sense that he was right there where I was. The more I called on Jesus, the more I was aware, hey, God is here with us. He's here, even though what we're seeing is not good, what we're feeling is not good, but God is here. And God has blessed us to move from there, from that place to this place. And yes, tears had to be cried. Yes, mourning has to take place. Yes, we had to put one of our babies in the ground. But through it all, woman of God, he's been the God of my reality. And I'm able to see him. Even in a dreadful situation, I'm able to sense his presence and know that God is right there. And so that's the word I want to encourage each one of us with. You've been birthed, but many of us don't even know that we're free. And there's even help all around that sometimes we don't even realize is there. And so today, the word that we give you from this radio broadcast is for you to call on the name of Jesus. Sense his presence. Allow God to enlighten your vision so that you're able to see the help that God has already placed all around you to help you to get from where you are to the place to where God wants you to be. Many times, remember, you've been birthed. Some haven't been made free. And so, Prophet Jenkins, I've so enjoyed this topic, and I've so enjoyed talking to our radio audience on today. And I, again, want to encourage each one of you to tune in every Tuesday at 3 o'clock. We're right here on the Blog Talk Radio site. And Prophet Jenkins, we're going to get ready to sign off. But before we do so, is there anything else that you'd like to say concerning our topic? Well, I guess not. But however, not sure exactly what happened there. But listen, I want you all to join us next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. And we are going to, again, bring you another wonderful and exciting topic, another exciting and wonderful word from the Lord. But wherever you are, Call on the name of Jesus. Ask him to reveal to you the help that's all around you. Get out of that sack. Get rid of the umbilical cord. Get free in the atmosphere that God has already placed you in so you can be the man or the woman of God that he's intended for you to be. Listen, I love you. Prophetess Jenkins loves you. And we'll be back with you again on next week at 3 o'clock. God bless and goodbye.